it is not given to us to peer into the mysteries of the future. Still I avow my hope and faith, sure and inviolate, that in the days to come, the British and American people will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together in majesty, in justice.
Bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their fight.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Escape of Cthulhu presents Actum Cthulhu, Shadows of Atlantis by Lynn Hardy.
So, shall we begin?
Are you ready?
Heard Gail. Are you here, Steve?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, Pat.
Yeah. Sorry.
Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody want to give us
I was going to say, I missed last session. Anyone else miss last session?
I was there, but I might have missed it.
I'm just opening the drive now.
We went to the Temple of Kailasanta, and on the way there, we ran across some nomadic herders and singers who presented us with a seer who gave us much the same tale that we saw in the puppet show and also gave us some warnings, which we mostly ignored, that would help us deal with things in the temple when we got there. And when we got to the temple, we were attacked by some red spirit that surrounded us and stole our memories. But after this Phil started singing the magic song, the spirits calmed down and eventually disappeared, and our memories came back, and we continued into the Kailasanta temple at the caves, the Gora cave, something like that. And we found a very complicatedly run secret door that required us to make some music with pillar flutes. And we have just opened the secret door, and we see some stairs leading down into the basement. And I think that's where we finished.
Well, to be fair,
it's like something out of Mist.
Yeah, to be fair, they lead down into darkness.
Not a basement.
Yeah, I don't know that we've established that there's a basement yet.
And I think we believe that we're after the weapon.
Yes.
Components.
We are definitely after the weapon, whether or not we'll find it here. And there's something about giving it to the, or maybe it was given to this temple. We're not sure what we're supposed to do with it when we find it, and I don't think we would all agree with what to do with it when we find it, because it's the puppet show showed giving the weapon to Shiva at Mount Kailash.
Okay,
but the temple where we're at is a representation of Shiva at Mount Kailash. So So it's possible that this story is about the past, and that's why we think the weapon should be here. It's also possible that the story is about the future, and that's what we're supposed to do with the weapon. Obviously, some of the Brits will think that the weapon belongs in London, but we may be almost out of Brits. And I don't know what anyone else thinks.
Just one other point to remember. The hints that were given to us, in addition to avoiding the Red Wives, which we couldn't really do, we were also told to avoid the wolves in sheep's clothing, and that if we need help, Blue Warriors of the North are listening and will come to help.
But aren't the Blue Warriors of the North the people that we just
fought,
screwed over?
Yes.
Well, maybe there's other Blue Warriors of the North, but yeah, that I don't know of any other Blue Warriors of the North, do I?
That is an interesting question, and I believe there is an answer to it, if you give me a moment.
That would be just pure awesome right there. Oh yeah, these guys, they're your friends, they'll help you. Maybe not.
Well, I was on that mission, so I definitely think of those guys as evil also.
That's what I would think. Yeah, evil,
so
not
they
good
have
guys.
To be different people, yeah. We don't like them. There's no doubt about that.
Wouldn't they end with Nazis? Like, that never speaks well of anybody.
It's true.
They were in with Nazis and wolves, and we're supposed to be werewolves, right?
Good point, yeah.
Dawa can make a no roll.
Okay.
Miss Saint-Denis can make a hard no roll.
Let's see.
No is edued by 5.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes it.
Not so for Nora.
Okay, so Dawa would have recognized the reference to the Blue Warriors of the North as likely referring, most likely, not, you know, 100%, but 80%, referring to a group known as the Nihongs. They are a very strict and fierce, and known to be fearsome, nomadic sect of Sikh warriors.
Mm.
But not the ones we just saw, warriors.
Yeah, who were neither of those, who were nomadic.
Neither sight Sikh. Right. Yeah. But neither
Sikh. Well, we didn't know. Yeah. They were nice to us. We didn't know if they were warriors, actually.
Definitely not Sikh, though.
Yes, that is correct.
That may have been their sheep's clothing, okay, too.
Well, or they might be... well, no, because those are the people that are supposed to help us. But I could imagine that there may be other people who look like them that could be the wolves in sheep's clothing, or maybe there'll be some other people dressed up as friends that we don't like.
Tawa, what did you say those warriors were called?
Nihong.
Nihong.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, it could be one of us.
Oh.
Yes.
No, why do you have to go say such a thing like that?
Me hang. That was close.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if there are these mystical forces that can exert mystical powers, who's to say that one of us isn't operating on their behalf and maybe doesn't even know it?
Maso eyes Lieutenant Philippa Richards suspiciously.
Really? Because I don't think she'd be drawing attention to it if she thought it was her.
Mm-hmm. That's what they want you to think.
Do we have any light?
I think we had established that we had flashlights.
We have flashlights and the divining statue.
Didn't we start, rearranging the balls or something?
We finished that, yeah.
That was, we played the music on the those big flute-like things, and then the balls spun by themselves, I think, and
opened
the map.
So we're standing in front of this open doorway that goes into the darkness.
Right. With a staircase down into darkness, yeah.
So do
we hear anything or smell anything?
You may all make listen rolls and spot hidden rolls.
07 on the listen, which is extreme. But a fail on the... I close my eyes when I'm listening.
I pass my spot hidden.
Spot hidden. So was it spot hidden or listen?
Both.
It was both, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, Philippa, move that flashlight out of my eyes.
My listen.
Because I'm using it to spot something that's hidden.
Listen for me is a hard, and then a hard spot hidden as well.
I just need two regular successes.
So you don't hear anything. It's actually very quiet.
Oh no, one hard success. Extreme success. I'm totally wrong.
Ooh, very nice. And looking down the stairs, you know, the stairs kind of very quickly turn out of sight. There's not much to see. But as the air, you don't really smell anything either. It actually smells rather fresh.
Hmm.
Isn't that odd underground?
Maybe it opens to the side of the mountain.
Not if there's a good airflow from somewhere else.
Maybe when we rearrange the balls, did we open a portal somewhere? Let's start looking for a portal.
Jim Skelvik advances down the stairs with her flashlight pointed in front of her.
Okay. I will follow Skelvik.
Wait for me, Doctor. Wait for me.
I'm not waiting. I'm moving.
If they're going, I'm going.
So it sounds like we've got Skelvik, Pietro, Chance, and then the lieutenant.
And Nora, who's holding Nora, who's holding the statue that shows the way, will be the last one down the steps.
I mumble something about it's just stairs, for God's sakes.
It's just stairs that appeared out of nowhere after we played on a magical giant flute. If you want to say just stairs, that's fine with you. That's not how I'm looking at it.
Oh, the doctor is so brave.
She's got you there, doctor.
The stairs lead down. They're very shallow. They're very shallow stairs. They're not cut very deep. As I said, very quickly they twist back on themselves, and they continue to do this. It's not quite to the level of a, you know, a spiral staircase, but it is definitely spiral-ish as it continues to head downwards. You know, as a result of your earlier spot hidden, the stairs are not, there's very little wear on them. In fact, there's, you know, no wear that you can see. The corners are very, very clean and cut nicely. As you continue to head down into the darkness, after a minute or two, you realize you're actually not heading into darkness, because it's actually the passageway that you are in is actually growing lighter.
Everyone, turn your flashlights off, just for a moment.
Turn our flashlights off? Are you serious?
Off. Shh.
What does it seem? Quiet. Does it seem like? Like bioluminescence?
No, as you turn your flashlights out, in fact, it becomes very, very clear. It's not, you know, the walls and floor and ceiling are not glowing, but there is a dim light coming up from beneath you. A dim yellow light.
When you say beneath you,
what do you mean beneath us? Like stairs. From the floor?
No,
below
sorry.
The stairs? On no, the stairs?
Down the stairs.
Oh.
Coming up the stairwell. Let me put it
down.
Just be careful. Be quiet.
Yeah, Nora will trade her flashlight for her pistol.
Fair enough.
I advance, trying to be as quiet as I can with my sneak of 10%.
I try to signal to the others to move up against the cave wall.
Why don't you all roll your sneak if you're trying to be sneaky?
Yeah, no.
That's a success.
Skelvig trips over something.
Clops down the stairs. Boom, boom,
Burr. Burr. Over my feet, and we both kind of...
A fail for... Maso.
Phil stubs her toe.
Maso, be quiet!
Inadvertently.
I love it.
Yes, Maso, be careful.
Dawa rolls his eyes at these noisy Europeans.
After just a couple more turns of the staircase opens out onto a chamber. And in fact, the staircase opens onto kind of a, if you can imagine, kind of a semicircular chamber. And the stairs open onto a landing on like the second floor of this chamber, if it were open.
So we're like on a balcony.
Exactly. The stairs continue. You can see they continue down to the floor of this chamber. Not too far above you is the roof of the chamber. And you can see that this is actually where the light is coming from. There are a set of a number of small metal discs set into the ceiling that appear to be partially translucent, perhaps, and somehow some kind of sunlight is coming through them and illuminating the chamber.
Oh. And all right, that's very odd.
You can all make no rolls.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
No.
Yes, first chance.
Yep. You very quickly recognize that the discs in the ceiling kind of have the look of stars. And in fact, for some reason that you can't quite put your finger on, it puts you in mind of the sky that you saw at night when you were at Kyungri, the Lama's home, Dawa's home. On the floor of the platform itself, down on the lower level, the walls are terraced, so it really has the appearance of a amphitheater. If it were an amphitheater, then what would be kind of the performance platform? On that there is what looks to be some kind of stone table. And on the table, there are nine, you're not entirely sure what they are, but your best guess kind of looking at them from here is they have kind of the shape of like a hurricane lantern. Not that they're, not glass or anything like that, just kind of a lantern-like shape.
How far down is that floor from the second floor?
3 meters.
Just rough. Okay.
What is the lieutenant? What is your statue showing?
And Miss Sun
is
Miss. Yeah.
Or who? It's Nora that has the statue.
Yeah, I think it's Nora that has the statue.
Yeah,
Nora.
I'm not able to help you there.
Miss Saint-Denis would tell you that the statue arm is pointing directly at that stone table.
The table. Look.
I'm going to go straight up to the table. I want to see what's going on.
I'm staying up on this balcony.
Careful, Lieutenant.
Well, it's just a table.
Don't touch anything.
Well, What, are you scared of a table and you're not scared of a staircase? Bizarre.
As far as we know by now, we should be afraid of everything, but if we don't if we don't look, we're never going to learn anything either. So I'm going.
Filippo, wait a moment. And I'll go up with the Nora will come up with the statue to see if it points to any particular lantern on the table.
Thanks, Nora.
It does not. You have that. It actually points directly into the center of the table.
When we look at the, is there anything about the center of the table other than it being, the center of the table?
It is a smooth, unbroken surface.
Does the table have legs?
Why don't you put the statue there?
No, it does not.
So is it a solid
a block
chunk of rock, or is there can we look under? Oh, so we can't look under the table easily.
That is correct.
Okay.
Why don't you try putting the statue in the middle where it is pointing?
Is there a spot for it there?
Well, it's kind of in the center of this ring of lanterns, which as you get closer you can see are made of brass, by the way.
They are in a ring.
Yeah. There's certainly plenty of room in the center area to put the little compass statue lucky cat thing.
Sure, I'll give it a shot.
The arm points straight down.
Straight down. You think it's under the table?
Oh, let's move the table. Maybe it is.
Well,
the table.
I guess before we do anything
else,
let's look.
Do you have any idea how much this thing must weigh?
No, I don't, Lieutenant.
But well, it's a solid block.
We'll find out.
There comes a time when there's enough theory. And it's time for us to do something about it. I go down there as well with them.
Okay.
I'd like to place my hand on the center of the table. Do I feel anything?
You feel stone. Cool stone.
Okay. What do these lanterns look like after, close examination? I mean, are they, would there be frosted glass if they were hurricane lantern? Or are they clear so you can see through them? Or, what... What are we looking at there?
This is an interesting question. They are not well described, I'm afraid. So they look Dawa would recognize them as, kind of a Indian Nepalese style lantern. But they don't have, but out of solid brass. They don't have the usual kind of opening where you would. Put a candle or anything like that. But they're in that shape.
Do I know of a constellation, a 9-star constellation in my neck of the woods?
You can make an astronomy roll.
Okay. 06.
Oh! You lucked that up.
Assume astronomy base is 01, but I assume I spend a lot of time outside staring at the sky.
With a 06, you would certainly know a few 9-star constellations.
I will think of one that seems sort of more... that somehow I imagine ties into the story properly, and explain that perhaps it is this. There's a story of Shiva who has gathered the crops, and there's a constellation, and perhaps this is how we need to arrange these lamp things to pretend to be the stars.
Remember, there were weren't there 9 kings in the stories as well?
That's a good point.
Yes.
As Dawa is picking them up and moving them, I pick one up and I wrap it with the barrel of my pistol to see what kind of sound it makes.
Well, it would be the sound that your pistol would make if it were wrapped on solid brass.
Solid, okay.
However, as you pick the lantern up, and as Dawa goes to pick one up as well, you very quickly, see that under the lanterns that you picked up is a gem set into the table. And in fact, they look very similar to the gems that you saw in the columns upstairs.
So there are 9 gems.
If you go around and pick up all the lamps, there are indeed.
Are they the same color?
Like the 9 Mogul princes.
Right.
They are not all the same color? No.
But are they the same as the 9 colors from the upstairs ones?
Yes, they are.
Okay. These must... Yes.
So looking up at the ceiling, the discs, how many discs are there?
Hundreds.
Okay.
Nora was familiar with the story that keeps getting told over and over again, except that it's told in a new way this time. So is she familiar with the 9 kings enough to know if one of the colors would correspond to the gems, or in any other way be associated a gem with a certain king?
Probably, and there isn't any.
Yeah.
That's not really something that's part of the tale.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So if we shining the light into the gem, so there's just does it look like there is solid stone behind the gem, or does it look like it's sort of the light goes through?
The first of those.
Solid stone.
Yep.
And I assume, so if I tug on the gem, I assume it's well secured?
Sort of. Because as you go to tug on the gem actually depresses into the table slightly, and you hear a loud click.
I jump back.
I immediately jump down and...
Oh.
There's more than one of them, isn't there?
There are 9 gems.
Yep.
Yeah, I immediately reach out and push down another one to see what happens.
There is another loud click.
Very good. Seems like we need to do that. Just be careful. Be careful. Step out of the circle.
I'm looking around the room.
We could be afraid of anything. We could just learn what's going on here, and I am going to push down the rest of the gems if no one else is reaching out for them.
Can you wait a moment? Yeah, I step away from the table.
You guys had better, if you're going to move, you should move.
So I'd like to look around the room and see if I can see anything changing.
Spot hidden?
That is a success.
Nope.
Okay.
How heavy are these solid brass chunks of metal? Talking like 5-10 pounds?
Fairly, probably somewhere in that range, yeah.
Okay. And they have a hollow bottom, hollowed out bottom, and that's why they don't press the gems down?
The bottom is very slightly cupped. Concave. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So these pieces of brass are on top of these gems for a reason. They're keeping light from getting to the gem, or they're not pressing the gem down. So,
well, I'm pretty sure that the gems are being pressed.
Don't you want to see what will happen?
I'm just making an observation.
Dr. Skelvick is making an observation.
They're going to have to make an effort to stop me because this is happening. I'm stepping out from the circle.
Okay, so everyone is stepping back, but no one's trying to stop her, right?
I'm just holding on to one of these chunks of metal.
Okay. So, yes, Lieutenant Richards, as you go around, you press all 9, there is a loud click after each one. As soon as you press the 9th one, there's kind of a sound.
Oh, dear.
Panel in the center of the table slides open.
Nice.
Ah, just that easy.
cool. I get first dibs. I'm the one who pushed in the gem. What do I see?
And inside...
Lieutenant, that's not how it works. That's not how any of this works, Lieutenant.
I took on the risk.
The panel is a pretty big panel. It's a little over a meter. There's like a little alcove carved into the table, and inside that is a wooden box.
Does the statue? Well, I'll wait and see if Lieutenant Richards picks it up before I see if the statue.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to pick it up.
Yes. Yes,
she found something.
The statue is pointing at the box.
Ah, you've got
it. I'm picking it up, and I'm going to try to open it. Is it locked?
Many of you would recognize that actually the box is made of sandalwood. It's very nicely polished, very beautiful joinery.
And it would have a distinctive smell, too, probably.
Yes, it smells quite nice. There's a, the box has a lid. The lid is not locked. You just pop it right off.
Be careful. You are opening an artifact of great power and great evil.
Inside the box is something that kind of a long, vaguely cylindrical shape that appears to be wrapped in some kind of yellowish white cloth.
I'm going to gingerly take a corner of the cloth and see if I can sort of shake the thing out still into the box.
You can. The cloth does start to, as you grab a hold of the cloth, you can feel that it is silk. It just looks like very, very old silk.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do, as you kind of tug on it, the silk, the object that's wrapped in it eventually drops into the box. But you have the silk rips and tears as you do. It's very delicate.
All right. What do I see?
Inside, so what you have in your box now is what can best be described, what looks, the kind of the first thing that pops into your head looking at it is a grenade launcher. It's got that kind of, handle on one end and a long cylindrical barrel looking thing. The handle end looks like it's made of some kind of glass or crystal or rock crystal, carved with all sorts of swirling lines that kind of remind you of tongues of fire, perhaps. The barrel-ish end is made of a kind of a shiny red metal, which you have seen before on the other piece, on the other Atlantean artifacts that you were shown in Paris when you met the others. The very end of that is carved into the shape of a horse's head. Right, so a small horse's head. The mane of the horse is kind of sticking up, stiff and spiky and kind of flame-like. The eyes of the horse are some kind of red gem. And where the mouth of the horse would be, there are some kind of flame-like protuberances coming out, still made of the same metal. And then...
Is it beautiful, or is it disturbing, or both?
It is beautiful. And then set amongst the flames that are coming out of the horse's mouth is a large golden-colored crystal. The other thing that you notice is that if this were a gun or a grenade launcher, right, then there would be some kind of trigger near where kind of the metal part joins the crystal part. Right, so if you were comparing this to a grenade launcher, you have this kind of red metal barrel and then this kind of rock crystal stock. And, right around there should be some kind of trigger mechanism. And as you look at that, it looks like indeed there was something there at some point. But something has been broken off. And in fact, not just broken off, but the metal is actually warped and discolored where that would
like
be.
Like by flame or heat.
Dr. Skelvig, would you make a no roll, please?
Certainly. I make it.
That's acid damage, no doubt.
It's been dissolved by acid.
Do you think it is what it looks like?
I
you see it, don't you?
Yes.
Yep. What do you see, Lieutenant?
It looks like a grenade launcher, doesn't it? Or a gun? Only the trigger's missing.
Maybe I missed this part, but how big is it? You said grenade launcher before. It makes me think it's, 3-4 feet
big.
Long. But
yeah.
So it is really big, or is it like a small miniature?
It's like 2-2.5 feet long.
Okay.
It looks like a small grenade launcher, doesn't it?
So, looking around the room, are there any other exits or any kinds of openings of any sort besides the one we came in?
Nope.
Where are the Germans? That's what we want to know.
No Germans
inside.
So,
they were here. So, who was here before us?
Well,
was actually holding something.
Distinctive, like, is there a layer of dust, or has it been a while since someone's been here, or?
That's a good question.
The entire room is very clean. There is no dust.
Hmm.
Is there any damage to the box, or is it only to the grenade launcher thing?
The
artifact.
What about the box?
Is there any damage to the box at all?
Nope.
Hmm.
The box is very lovely.
We know that this artifact was sundered when the world was destroyed, so it is not surprising that there has been some damage, perhaps.
It seems excessively easy, not well protected beyond the puzzle of the flutes.
You think
I thought we were pretty clever with the flutes.
Well, thank you.
No, one moment, because it doesn't make sense. This was wrapped up in a silk, kind of a silk covering, right, Jim? That it dissolved when the lieutenant grabbed it?
It felt very old.
Yes.
It's very old. There's no dust, and this place looks pristine and brand new. There's no wear of any kind. There's no water dripping and dissolving the walls. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to creep back up the stairs and look down on them from the balcony while they're sort of discussing.
Perhaps no one has been here in many since this place was built.
You all see Dr. Skelvig looking down on you. Dr. Skelvig, you see everyone else.
I'm kind of looking at these discs, and all right, do the stars appear to be moving?
Nope.
So the statue points right to this thing, though, right?
That is correct. Yep, you can even test it. You move the thing one way, you move the statue another, and sure enough, that little arm just keeps turning and rotating to point at
object. Leave.
I think this is what we came looking for, isn't it?
At that little spot where the acid damage is, where the trigger would be, does it look like, something could be put in there and kind of the trigger replaced if it was a trigger? Or does it look like it's just kind of molded over, like it was some kind of glass thing to begin with? Could it be replaced?
No.
Okay.
Good.
Why would you want to replace it?
Could it be assumed?
I'm just examining the artifact.
Yeah, could you assume that it could... You were just examining the artifact, but you were thinking about using the artifacts.
Let's go. Let's not worry about this. We're not going to use the artifact.
Let's not threaten ourselves here.
Come along.
Right, I'm holding on to it.
So, do you think it is possible that someone else tried to destroy it in the past? They were not able to do it, and that's what this got, you know, discovered in acid?
The entire piece made of many of the five or four pieces was destroyed in the past. It exploded. The world was destroyed. It was a big thing. So, yes, this
and now,
happened.
And now we are bringing all the pieces back together again.
Yeah, I do not understand, but...
Have we ever really stopped to ask whether this is a good idea?
Yes. We have asked that several times, but we have not stopped.
as Chance asks the question about whether it could have been damaged in the past, those of you who saw it, I believe that's Lieutenant Richards and Miss Saint-Denis, you recall in the puppet show, the people who brought the weapon in the puppet show to Shiva tried to destroy it before they brought it to Shiva. Tried and failed.
Tried and died.
Well, they didn't die. They just couldn't destroy it, and then they brought it here after a lot of argument, right?
Yep.
I'm beginning to think maybe we're doing the wrong thing entirely. Maybe we ought to be destroying these things as we find them, not bringing them back together to Shiva, the Destroyer.
Listen,
Shiva's the Destroyer, right?
If Shiva couldn't destroy them, we're not going to be able to destroy them.
We have gone through this before, and we are going to give them to Section D. Hmm. We already destroyed all the knowledge at the temple.
It seems that things of this power should not be. They should not exist. It's wrong. It changes the balance of the world.
Lieutenant, you have your orders. Come along.
Sir.
Dr. Skelvik becoming more and more the military lady.
She's growing into her role as team leader.
Yeah, and Phil will fall in line.
I don't hear Chance speaking up to do more work. So, yes, I'll take the pay and the title. You just do the work for me. Okay,
stop. No, she's the one. She's the one in charge of the mission. In this mission, she's in charge.
Next mission, maybe Chance.
Yep.
If he survives. Come along. Well, come along.
Says yeah, let's get out of this cave.
Yes, Dr. Skelvik.
So you head back up the stairs.
But Phil is going to be keeping close personal possession of the artifact.
But you know what?
Cradling it
regardless of how impressed Chance is with... this new behavior in Dr. Skelvik. And, even though he's happy that she's finally kind of taking the lead in this way, I'm going to make a psychology roll. and that is a pass.
So what is it that you are trying to psychologize? Whether you know, Dr. she's Skelvik being has very possessed or
yes, something like that. Because not possessed, but she's been very stressed since we were coming here.
Skelvik was very, very stressed out when the goddesses attacked.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's just feeling her oats. Let's Yeah, it's you get the feeling, I would venture to say that, you know, she's just upset, frustrated, stressed out, but that's about it.
Okay.
So you head back,
she's in charge.
So you head back up the stairs?
Yep.
All of them up.
Okay. Now you come back out into the temple.
Well, do we head back to the city?
This entrance, Jim, and the map is where we just came up from. Is like at the 6 o'clock position, or
it's
over by C.
It's in the southeast corner.
Okay.
Not quite right in the corner. It's a little ways along the south wall there, but, you know, close enough to in the corner to be called in the corner.
Okay. I wonder if we're going to have to distract those statues at the entrance again.
The spirits?
Yes.
With the singing? Well, we can sing. We know. Kind of can hum the song.
Thanks to Phil, we're all very well practiced now in the song. I think she made us all practice when we got inside.
I made us do a round. It was great.
All right, well, let's get out of here then.
Okay. So you go back out the temple, and as you do...
Oh.
Really?
You didn't think it was
going to
be...
Are we going to sing?
Jeez Louise, I'm going to be humming easy, this whole time.
No, I was waiting for it.
As you do, I'm curious as to what you were waiting for.
Wolves in sheep's clothing.
There is a man, a very tall, slender Indian fellow, dressed in a very nice, very English-looking three-piece suit, wearing glasses.
Oh, dear.
Standing behind him is an Indian woman wearing a bright red sari.
Uh-huh.
Standing, you know, kind of milling around near them are... six men in just kind of normal everyday clothing.
Okay. You mean normal everyday European clothing?
Yes, normal everyday European clothing. And a vaguely Asian looking fellow in blue robes. The Indian man looks like he's about to say something. When the woman pushes past him and says, "Give us the object, now!"
Does the blue man look like the people that we fought, or does he look like a Sikh?
He looks like the people that you fought.
Okay.
Now, the people in Europeans' clothing, do they look European? I know the Indian gentleman in charge was in European clothing, but obviously he looks Indian.
Yes. They look very European.
So, Jim.
Yes.
The Indian lady says that she steps out and pushes the other guy aside and says, "Give us the object."
That is correct.
Okay, I pull out my Beretta. I say no, and then I shoot her.
Wow, so bold.
Okay. So Pietro, you can have an advantage and shoot first, and then we're in dex order. Yay, dex order.
Oh, I rolled 100.
Forgot to load your gun, Jam.
Pretty sure that's a malfunction.
Now advantage, do I get a bonus die?
Click. No.
Mm-hmm. Should have asked before I said 100.
Yeah.
Okay, so the monk... Seeing you pull out your gun and pathetically attempt to shoot the woman, almost faster than you can see, flies over and launches a kick straight at your head.
Oh, my.
Pietro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that massive head rolling down the road?
would you like to dodge or fight back?
I think I'm going to have to dodge.
Okay.
And dodge is going to be a 59, which is a failure.
Yes. I'm very sorry to say he had a hard success anyway, which is also better than his...
Don't lie. You're not sorry.
Martial arts skill. Four. Unfortunately, he's rolling damage rather poorly, but he connects with a good solid 5-hit-point blow.
Oh.
Agent Chance.
I quickly pull out my pistol, and since this guy is pretty much in front of me, I'm going to shoot him.
Go right ahead.
Oh, that's 19.
Okay.
19 was 1D, Tim. 8 points.
Ooh, very nice.
Of damage. Hey! Stay away from us!
He staggers, but keeps his feet. Miss Saint-Denis.
Oh. I know how bad these blue guys can be from last time, so I will take a shot at that guy as well. That is a 16. So right. Also success. And for 2 points.
Okay. He definitely looks hurt. The Indian man in the suit kind of pulls the woman back behind him, draws a pistol, and shoots at Pietro. And I think that is a... Yes, that will hit.
Huzzah.
In case you're curious, he has pulled out a Walther PPK.
Mm-hmm.
In case you were looking. And he shoots you for another 6 points of damage.
All right, well, I'm not flat out dead.
Is that worth a con roll?
Major
it is worth a con roll. And the con roll is a fail.
Oh, shoot.
Pietro is down. The woman yells,
"Get them!" Is Pietro bleeding noticeably?
He's just been...
Like bleeding heavily.
He's just been hit in the head really hard and shot. So, I don't know.
Probably.
You're not at... I mean, you're not at like zero or anything, right? You just fell unconscious because you missed a con roll. So, yeah, he's not bleeding too bad.
Yeah. I'm at one.
That's not bad. That's fine.
So, I mean, the one bullet wound was probably a good one.
The Indian woman yells, "Get them! Kill them all!" Dr. Skelvig.
Okay, so I run or move over to where Philippa is and say, "Give me the thing." I assume she still has it in her hands. It's pretty big.
Yep.
Damn right. What do you mean, give you the thing?
Give me the thing. There's no time to argue. I try to grab it from her.
I let her take it. It's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. And where is Dawa standing? Is he right next to
back.
Us?
Yeah, presumably.
Back,
okay.
Yeah.
I hand it to him and say, "Run back downstairs."
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Lieutenant Richards. Having been relieved of the alien artifact, or the Atlantean artifact.
Is there any way I could get a bead on the lady in the red sari, since she seems to be in charge of all this?
I'm going to give you a penalty die to do so, since the Indian man is kind of, is very clearly trying to, protect her, trying to keep her behind him. So yeah, you can shoot her, but it'll be with a penalty die.
Okay, so that means rolling the D100 twice, right?
That is correct. And taking the worst die of the two, roll the tens die twice, and whichever is the worst result is the one you get.
Only the tens die twice.
Correct.
Oh, interesting. Well, either way, succeeded both times.
Very nice. Roll some damage.
Boop. Oh, that's not great. I rolled a 3, and I'm pretty sure the damage is D10 plus 2? Yeah, it is. I just did 5 damage to the lady in the red sari.
That's pretty good.
She staggers, but she keeps her feet.
Jim, are we...
Yeah.
Just situational question. Are we past the pillars with the carvings of the women on them?
At this point, I would say that the group of you, plus probably the monk, are in amongst the pillars.
Okay.
And the others are just outside.
Is there anywhere immediately nearby where we could move back and be in shadow?
You could move straight back into the temple, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Okay.
Just to move into the darkness while keeping the enemy in the light as best I can.
Good idea.
Four of the European-looking fellows all pull out pistols.
Oh, and I'm going to try to duck around behind one of these pillars as long as we're surrounded by pillars.
We really need the Nihang to...
That's what I was about to say. Is it possible to make a verbal action, like yell Nihang, or something like that?
Sure.
Sure, I will do that. Nihang! No!
All four of them blaze away. Two of the shots go wild. One of them hits Agent Chance for 7 points of damage.
Ooh.
And one of them
calls for this is a con roll. Let me roll first. No, that's a pass. Enough to run back to the caves.
And one of them hits Miss Saint-Denis for 8 points of damage.
For how many?
8.
Yeah, that's it for her. Phil won't be able to save me from this one.
Poor Nora.
Knew her well.
Nora, no!
Dawa.
Dawa will run down the stairs and think madly, so back to the back corner as far as he can get, and sort of weaving in and out of the pillars as he goes, and thinking about how one might possibly contact the Blue Warriors of the North. We've got our tokens of protection, but I don't know if they have any sort of active component. Do we have a whistle or something? I feel like we need a whistle. But, so anyway, he's thinking as he runs.
Okay. Fair enough. Pietro. Is unconscious, I think.
Yeah.
Yes. He is doing the same thing he's been doing since last round. And he's succeeding amazingly at it.
Give yourself a check on that, Max.
I will give myself a check to slump.
You do notice that two of the Europeans are just kind of hanging back. They're kind of backpedaling a bit. So you guys were all kind of backing back into the... Well, Dawa's obviously running back into the temple. And the rest of you, except for Pietro and Miss Sun...
I'm holding the middle ground.
we're backing into the temple, right?
Yep.
Yes. Okay.
Would you all make a spot hidden roll with a penalty die?
Ooh, okay.
Fail.
Fail.
I just rolled a 99.
Nope, not seeing a darn thing.
Nope.
It's dark.
I have something in my eye.
Our eyes are adjusting from the light to the darkness.
Okay.
Excellent. That the none of them see better than the one who's unconscious.
The monk launches himself at Agent Chance. Would you like to dodge or fight back, sir?
This is the one that I shot before?
Yep.
Can I fight back and shoot him?
You cannot
fight back and shoot him?
You cannot shoot him by fighting. You cannot shoot him, fight back. You can fight him off, fight back.
I will dodge.
Okay.
And that is a failure.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
No, so many adventures. Could it finally be?
You will be glad to hear that he did not make his martial arts skill. And he continues to roll very poor damage. Although he does still have that D6 damage bonus. So that'll be 4 to Chance.
Let me check, because I already had like 7 points. Falling with 0, if I'm not mistaken.
Chance is down. Miss Saint Denis is dead.
Yes.
The Indian man takes a shot that goes wide. The Indian woman continues to yell about killing them all. Dr. Skelvig.
So, does it look like any of our opponents are entering past those carvings of the women goddesses?
Not yet.
All right. I'm going to continue to back up till I'm sort of back behind some cover. My pistol is out, and I'm just going to shoot whoever I see in the front.
Okay. That's probably it's probably either the monk or the Indian man. Your choice.
I'll shoot the monk. The monk.
Probably a good idea.
Unfortunately, I miss.
Fair enough. Lieutenant Richards.
I'm staying behind cover behind one of these pillars, but if I sort of duck out around, who is it easiest for me to take aim at? Because I'm going to shoot that person.
That would be the monk standing over the fallen body of Agent Chance.
He just shot Agent Chance. I'm going to shoot him. And I rolled a 90, so I'm not going to shoot him. I'm too strong. My eyes are blurred with tears.
Of course. So the 4 European men continue to fire away. One goes wide. Given your cover, they have a bit of a penalty here. The second goes wide. The third goes wide. Ooh, the fourth one might have a chance. Nope. Shots ring out around all the stone. Dawa, you continue to run?
Yeah, is it?
You're headed down.
How long it will take me.
You're headed down the stairs, right?
Yeah, and if there's any way to close that door, I don't know if the secret door has a, you know, is still visible, if there's a handle on it, or if there's some way, but I might stop for a couple seconds since no one's racing after me immediately and see if there's some way I can close it.
Yeah, you can stop and take a look this round. Why don't you make a spot hidden roll?
All right. That is 63 is a pass by 1.
You do not.
Okay.
Pietro is down. The 2 European men who were backing off continue to backpedal. And then those of you who are still alive and still around the entrance of the temple, see something that you missed before. Specifically, a number of ropes drop down from the mountain above you.
Nice.
And 10 large, burly, heavily bearded men wearing bright blue turbans drop into the area in front of the temple and pull out long, nasty-looking knives. And within about 2 minutes, maybe even a little less, your adversaries are dead.
Oh! Oh, well, that's nice. That was not how I expected that to go. Okay.
Good job, Dawa, whatever you did.
I'm going to step forward cautiously, but from behind my cover, and try to address them in English. I don't know if it's going to work. I'm just going to say thank you.
They kind of laugh. We have been watching your progress since you left Bombay. We are happy to help.
You've been watching us? So you could have saved Nora, then.
Such an honorable group.
You could have come earlier.
Bastards.
You were watching, you knew what was happening, and you just let her die. You let Chance get knocked down.
Lieutenant, wow. There. You're alive.
You in like 10 seconds.
You're alive on their account.
We came when you called. It would have dishonored both you and us to do otherwise. When you called for help, we came.
Sorry, Phil is shaking in anger. She's... and possibly post-battle adrenaline.
And at some point might want to think about first aiding a few people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. So there are people still alive.
Oh, crap.
Right? There's
three people down.
There's three people down, yes.
If I do some triage.
Gentlemen, can you help us?
Who looks like somebody has hit an artery, or who looks the most dire?
Miss Saint-Denis.
I ask the blue gentleman,
right?
Yes, as you know, half of her head is missing or something. And,
okay, yeah. Next up from next down, I suppose.
That would be Agent Chance.
I have zero.
That would be Agent Chance, but not by
alive,
much.
But unconscious, yep. And not by much.
Yep.
You always got to add to me, huh, Chancey?
What can I do?
I'm dying one round.
Take a look at him. What do I see?
You see someone in dire need of first aid.
No more specifics? Where'd the bullet hit him?
Chance? I'll let you decide. Where did you get shot?
Let me check. Yeah, I was shot, but I think on the shoulder. Because one that put me down was the other guy with his martial arts kick. Yeah.
Okay, that's good, because I can handle a shoulder wound. I just rolled a 30.
Okay.
To the head.
Well within my capabilities.
Agent Chance, you may have one hit point and may be not unconscious anymore.
Okay, but I can barely move. I got just one hit point.
Yep. Not feeling well.
Stay where you are for now, all right? Don't try to do too much. Who's next
send
up?
Send me back to England.
That would be Pietro.
Okay. Oof. Nothing it looks like I can do for Pietro right now. Whatever it is, I don't know how to fix it.
Okay, so Pietro is just there unconscious, I guess. Fair enough.
Yeah, I guess I could try to push that, but pushing first grade goals sounds risky.
Yeah, that doesn't.
Yeah. You can wake him or you can kill him.
I'm gonna leave him well enough alone for now. I'm gonna prop his head up a little bit. I'm gonna put something under his head. Okay. Make sure his spine's not broken.
So I address the Nihong and. Ask if they can help us get back to town.
Oh, most certainly we can. And does your man there need assistance?
Yes. Doesn't quite look like the lieutenant has enough equipment. Yes, that's it.
One of the Sikhs kind of...
That's
quickly...
very kind of you. Thank you.
One of the Sikhs quickly runs up to Pietro and kind of pokes and prods him for a moment, wraps a bandage around... his wounds, and Pietro, you may have one hit point and be conscious again.
Really? That's what it took? Wrapping a bandage? All right.
Yep, that was it.
Hostia Madonna.
So,
this is what I get for trying.
Well, it's a special blue bandage.
Your country and your allies respect your efforts, Pietro. While they're doing this, I want to go check out our opponents who are now corpses. Any particularly interesting, anything that catches my eye as I kind of look? I'm not like strip searching them, but I'm just.
Spud Hidden Roll?
Well, I'm especially interested in the red woman.
07 on the spot.
I believe the answer is no. Let me. She looks like a dancer. The woman looks like a dancer. She's got that kind of, you know, fit dancer figure.
About how old is she?
She is. How old is she? This is an interesting question. She's fairly young. You would guess in her 20s. But no, there's nothing. Particular on them.
The Indian guy's pistol says made in Dresden and has little swastikas on the bullets.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask. Are the others
his pistol,
Nazis?
His pistol does not, no. Okay. The other European fellows, however, yes, you were able to find identification, and the four that were shooting at you are Wehrmacht. German army.
Oh.
Well, that's four more Nazis down.
Doctor, I need to go back to England. I need to recover.
Yes.
In a safe hospital.
Save your breath. Save your breath, Chance. These men will see us safely back to town, and we will rest there for a while until you're able to travel.
So somewhere around now, Dawa, not hearing any more gunfire, will come sneaking up the stairs and peering around and eventually discover that all is well, minus Nora.
Minus Nora. No.
Yes, we can take you and we can help you and your wounded and your dead back to your vehicle.
Please.
The weapon you found. Are you sure you should be taking it with you?
No.
Well, we're not. We're not sure, actually. Perhaps you have some guidance for us.
Yes. We will take it back to our homeland, where we will protect it and keep it safe.
Let me ask this question. I do not mean to insult you, but why would that be any more safe than where it's been for the last millennia?
When was the last time our people fought a war? When was the last time your people fought a war?
Plus, we just found it here, so it's not so safe.
Somehow it's managed to stay here for who knows how long.
Perhaps well, no one was looking.
It appears that we're in no position to argue with you, even if we decided that that was the right course of action. Do you agree? And I look around to the others.
Phil's just going to purse her lips together.
Not gonna listen, groans with
listen doctor, we got the other pieces. of the artifact. Remember, they can only use the we can only use it as a weapon as long as we have your pieces.
I lay my hand on Chance and tell him not to speak.
No, we've tried that. It doesn't work. do I know anything else about these Nihung?
They are brave and honorable, very fearsome fighters, which some of you have just witnessed firsthand.
Right. Sort of goes against their claim of the fact that they don't fight, but that's all right. I think Dala just nods.
I think
about what his master would say and. Yeah.
I guess I stick my hand out for the device.
I will hand it to you.
If you look, you can see that Phil's hand twitches when that happens.
and I hand it over to the guy who seems to be in charge.
Double twitching.
He takes it. Looks it over. You are very honorable people, thank you. Then he chuckles. Fortunately for all of us, I believe this has been damaged beyond repair. It is of no use to anyone anymore, I think. You may as well keep it. And he hands it back.
As he reaches out to hand it back to whoever is nearest to him, Phil is going to step in.
You're more than welcome to, unless Dr. Skelvig's going to, fight you for it.
While shooting Skelvig a challenging look.
I just kind of roll my eyes in resignation and look over at Nora's body.
People being under the control of harmful spirits and maybe doing things it wasn't. That's interesting.
Well, it's unfortunate that we had to come here and lose one of our companions for no reason.
Yes. For knowledge.
Well, let us go.
For all the good that's doing us.
We have other pieces to gather.
Is Phil strong enough to carry Nora's body?
How strong is she?
She is. I can say. She is 9 strong?
Probably not.
So somebody at least is going to see her struggling to scoop up Nora's body, and you can decide whether or not to take pity on her, because it looks real pathetic.
Well, God, no, the Sikhs will definitely come help you.
Okay. She reluctantly yields.
You've got that big artifact to carry.
Who likes carrying stuff? What can I say? But will reluctantly yield the body of to the Sikhs.
And they will carry it back to the truck for you. They help Agent Chance and Pietro, and you guys make it back to the truck.
Poor Nora, Doctor. She died for nothing.
Agreed.
Well, let's
get back to town. It's going to be a long drive. on a bumpy road, and I hope there isn't any singing this time.
Well, she and the other guy back with the monks. I never really liked him, so that's fine, I guess.
All right. Well, let's talk on the way back about what our next steps are.
So by the time you make it back to town, it is evening, and you roll to a hotel, I would presume, or...
Yep.
As you enter the town, you can see that there is quite a bit of excitement. I mean, not like people are throwing a party, but, you know, there's lots of people out in the streets, and people are talking amongst themselves. And as you find a decent hotel and you go in the hotel, even the hotel staff is chittering amongst themselves. There's obviously something of interest has been going on here. And everyone is talking.
Can I tell what it is?
If you listen, you can all tell what it is. Because apparently...
Is that a clue for a listen roll, or a...
Nope.
Okay.
No need. It's pretty obvious. As you hear that apparently Germany has invaded Poland, and the home country, England, has declared war on Germany.
Ah, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is 1939, isn't it?
It is September 1st, 1939, in fact.
Well, it appears we have been the first to kill some of the Nazis in this war.
It's a stain on the soul of America that we let you Brits get to it first.
I'm pretty sure that
Brits are you talking about?
I'm pretty sure that none of you actually killed a Nazi today.
I'm not sure who that is.
We have national pride. Which is a little bit of a weird thing to say in light of talking about Nazis, I think.
Well, yeah, no, there were still Nazis, but, you know, we were not at war yet. We'd be just been killing them.
It was the Sikhs that killed them.
Well, now, but, you know, during the campaign, we've been killing Nazis all along. Especially in Italy.
That's true, that was a good chunk.
So I would like to go to the concierge after arranging our rooms and see if a good doctor can be called and brought to the hotel.
Well, I don't know about a good doctor, but certainly a doctor can be called.
The best doctor available.
You know what? We have that buddy, unless he's a turncoat and a wolf in sheep's clothing, who... off the guy from the embassy. If there's a good doctor, he might know.
Yeah, he's also he's also back in Bombay.
Oh, where are we?
Mm-hmm. Not Bombay.
We're back at the village. We're still.
Oh, we're back in the middle town there. Okay, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah, we took a train and then took the truck out there.
Yep.
So, Dr. Skelvik, I think I should go back with Maso to England. And return this artifact, Section D.
Yes. Let's make sure that you can travel.
So the doctor comes. He stabilizes. Kind of rebandages, pokes and prods. Chance and Pietro, you can both have one more hit point. Then says
up
yes.
To two.
Hooray!
And then says
2 points. Yes.
And then says yes. You should both go to hospital for a while.
All right. Let's. So that evening, let's sort of discuss what our next steps are. We need to deal with Nora's corpse.
She comes from a rich American family. I'm sure they'll
So when the doctor comes, I'll ask him what does the hospital have? The local hospital have a morgue?
Yeah, they can take care of the body if you want them to.
Okay. And I'll just arrange for it to be shipped back to England.
I'm going to write her family a letter to accompany the body so they don't just get a surprise package.
Well, my intention was it was going to get sent back to Section D.
I'm still writing her family a letter. It can be at Section C's discretion as to whether to pass it on. It won't contain any compromising information. It's going to do its best to be comforting.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, what's our next step? What items are left for us to find? And should we go back to England first? I'm afraid my wits have been somewhat addled by all of this.
We're not all really in physical shape to go on, are we?
Where did we have that? Is other people's... Is the
doc
sort
is
of messed up?
Strangely, yes.
It is, okay.
Yeah, it's
not just me.
I reloaded it and weird. Still doing it.
Yeah, that's what I did also. Okay. That's a new
it's
one.
It's 61 pages, 65 pages. It may be getting too long.
No, maybe.
we've done longer.
We've had longer. but we, somewhere we had a really, okay, here we go. Weapon, Germans, we go to the, no, shoot. Because the... They talked about, we read about in the book from the master, there was the description of the different, okay, here we go. No, that's not it. a description of the four pieces. I think it's four pieces, and I feel like we have now found three of them. And the fourth one, we even knew a country or at least a continent.
Persia.
Way back
on the one that really narrows it down.
Yeah,
I know.
Back on
it was something in South America.
Persia.
Persia? Mm-hmm. Oh, never mind that.
I believe you even have a city.
Yeah, Persia.
Do we have anything in Peru? Is two? Is that right?
Oh, here we go. Section D.
Fourth in Peru. Yep. And a fifth in Persia.
Back on page 46, it discusses this.
Safe with the desert hillside, they will hide. Yeah, it's really messed up. This is bizarre. Oh, and a fourth in Peru. I knew there was something in South America. A fourth in Peru and a fifth in Persia. That's what you just said?
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
Well, we are fairly close to Persia. Closer than Peru.
Zoroastrian temple in Parisian Persia. Yeah. The Cup of Yima.
Yeah, so
we should at least rest for a few days so that our friends can mend.
Yeah, so the Lama told you about the one here in India, and the one in Peru, and then the other one he didn't know where it was. Section D, translating Ehrlichman's journal, found references to India, Persia, and Peru.
And but we don't have much information about the Persian one.
Well, the Peruvian,
for Peru too,
the Peruvian
right?
one, we have no information. The Persian one, we have more information. Because we have somewhere in the temples of Parisi in a Zoroastrian temple.
Don't we have that the Lama gave to us as well? We haven't really looked at that, right?
We have. I think that's where we... Yeah, that's where it says the Lama has found information about two pieces, the one that we just found and then the one in Persia. But of course, we also already found one. We found the Egyptian piece in Italy, I think. So it may be that there's only... So we, there's, Section D has two. We have one, and we know about two more, and I think that's all five.
If you go back to about page 15 is the original translation of the journal.
Mm-hmm.
And there are notes. Section D believes this refers to Persia, and then the section after that is Peru.
Right.
I don't know if this is relevant, but I might be getting my history mixed up. But isn't Persia / Iran just about to be invaded?
Hmm.
But the Soviets, I think. Because if so, we might want to move fast.
Well, we wouldn't know that.
We don't know that.
I guess we don't know that. You're right. I'm metagaming. Let's back off. Well, also, I think I might have gotten the year wrong on that.
To be fair, I mean, there are some, you know, some military-minded folks among you, and you know, at least one or two of you, specifically Agent Chance, and possibly even Dr. Skelvig as well, you know, who would know, certainly don't know, you know, what anybody's plans are. But if war has broken out, which clearly it has, you know, then, you know, that's going to get into Persia at some point.
More likely there than South America.
Right.
Right. That's not until after the war.
Right. When they all go, yeah, in hiding.
Exactly.
Well, perhaps Section D has uncovered more research or figured other things out, and we should, you know, check in with them.
What information did the Lama give to us about the Persian artifact?
Hopefully it's somewhere in the notes, so I don't have to go find
somewhere,
it.
Somewhere in a Zoroastrian temple in the city of Parisi is the Cup of Yima. And the Cup of Yima is a way to spy on people. That is what's in the notes.
Okay. Great. So we need
something about the Matawi timekeeping. I don't know if that's that note. Some other note.
So we need to find out where the city is. Or what that name translates into and something that we would know.
Right. So probably back to Bombay.
Mm-hmm.
In any case.
We can talk to... Did we have a contact, a Section D contact in Bombay?
Well, there's that guy. We don't know what's up with him.
You were offered a contact, yeah.
Right.
Perhaps he'll know a few people who may be willing, you know, be vouched for by Section D to help you out. Who knows?
So, the next day after everyone is as rested as they can be, let's head back to Bombay and see if we can make contact with somebody there and do some research about Parisi. Was that the name of it?
Mm-hmm.
Sound okay? If that goes nowhere, then let's head back to London.
Yeah, makes all sense. Right. I will send a letter, I think. I'll go to the... I'll send a letter to... the Lama.
Okay.
Just sort of explaining what has happened. And I will ask, I guess, Dr. Skelvig, your group is leaving my land, I would be happy to accompany you. I'm not sure how much more use I can be or how much use I have been, but what is your wish?
Dawa, I do not want to put you in any danger that you aren't prepared to put yourself in. I must leave the decision up to you.
Well,
we certainly have benefited from your skills and your knowledge, but I don't.
I will come with you. It is a good opportunity to learn before I come back and continue my studies.
We'll be happy to have you with us.
That will be fun.
Okay. Well, shall we leave it there for the day then? And so, Dawa, you're going to continue on with the strange Europeans?
Yeah. I'll give it a shot.
Steve, I sent you an email on new character, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Max and Randall.
Yes.
Yes.
I guess you guys have a choice to make.
Yeah.
Are Agent Chance and Pietro retiring back to England, or and Section D will send a few new brave souls to continue the search, or... You don't have to decide
days,
right now, but...
How many days are we talking of rest between the next chapter?
Well, one of the first things that, when you return to Bombay, one of the very first things that you would make once you get in, you know, kind of telegram contact with Section D is, what the hell has taken so long? Hurry up. We're at war.
Screw you. I mean, whatever, sir.
I'm paraphrasing, of course, but, you know, still. So, you guys can think about it. Just let me know what you want to do.
Is there facilitate their healing? Help them along a little faster, maybe?
Well, in the case of Chance, I think I'm going to send him back to England and get a replacement. And maybe, you know, Chance can return at the end of the campaign or something like that.
Yeah, I'll send Maso back as well. I'll take a new character.
Okay. Okay.
Is there anything... Oh, never mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to ask if there's any of these characters, the pre-gens, that might be not more useful but more appropriate
that would be more likely to be sent by Section D.
Exactly, yes.
If you were going to Persia?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Okay. So, yes. David Raphael Manasha. He is a... he was born in Britain. He was born in England, but his family is Iraqi. And he speaks Persian.
Sounds good. I can grab him. Okay.
And then beyond that, for the Peruvian contingent, is that really the only... Sorry, let me... Yeah, I guess so. Interesting. Let me look. Is this... Yep. Nope, yep, he's the only one that has any Peruvian reference. And then looking forward, thinking about Peru, that would be either Mireya Robledo, or Esteban Salazar, or you already have a Peruvian expert with you in the form of Lieutenant Richards.
Ah.
And Timothy Jones, actually. He also has a Peruvian contact. So. So there you go.
All right.
Okay. Well, y'all have a good week.
You too. Thanks,
you too.
Yeah, thank you.
Talk to y'all later.
Yeah, thanks for a good time.
Take care. Ready? Talk to you later. Thank you, Jim.
Later,
bye.
Guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good night.